Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It is that time of the night, and we always like to bring you a very interesting guest. Tonight, no exception to the rule. A parent, a mother, and somebody who earns a living here in Ireland, even though originally from San Francisco, but now living in Dublin. But here's the interesting combination. We've spoken on many occasions in the past to women who work on OnlyFans and earn money. Basically, for those who don't understand OnlyFans, taking your clothes off. I know that kind of simplifies it a little bit, but essentially that's what it is. For others to pay a subscription fee, and I'm sure you get the rest of the picture. And I suppose as a mother, that would be more difficult. Welcome to the show, China. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. OnlyFans is just becoming huge. It is so big. And here's the burning question that I really want to know. I've never seen OnlyFans. I've never had it on my phone. I hear the girls talking about it here at work all the time. I often hear the girls overhear them talking to each other going, would you go on OnlyFans yourself? Like, I heard this girl is making a fortune on it. And I hear them, oh no, I wouldn't do it. But if I could wear a mask, I would. And all this. But anyway, what is the attraction with OnlyFans? When if I really want to see a naked woman, I can just go onto a free porn site. So what is the attraction, China?
You know, I think that some people, it's almost like, you know how some people have a fixation on like a celebrity or someone that they're just like, wow, I wish I could just spend my time with them. People become infatuated and they have these desires and wants and needs, obviously. So it's like, if you're willing to see it, you know, people will pay. It's just the right type of...
So what, they feel they have a connection to you because they can directly communicate.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So you're not unreachable, so to speak.
Not unreachable. Only whenever I want to be.
That's what I'm saying. Because some of those guys, you wouldn't want to be in reach with them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's why you're on OF, right?
And is it mainly, I'm assuming your clients are 90% male, or is it more than that, 95% male?
You know, I want to say it's a good mixture of both. I want to say it's about 50-50, which is makes it, for me personally, it makes it so much more comforting knowing that I have so many more women that are also into it as well. It makes it a little bit more free for myself personally.
And would you imagine most of those women are lesbian, or are they just bi-curious, or are they just women who admire the female body?
You know, I want to say probably a quarter of those women are married and have the account with their husband. So that adds some nice spice and flair.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's go back to before you became a parent, and I'll come to the parent bit in a minute because I find that intriguing, right? But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what made you want to go on OnlyFans? Were you still in San Francisco at the time, or were you living in Ireland at that stage, or what made you want to go on OnlyFans?
So I am originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, and, you know, I had already had one child, and I was in a very hard financial spot. I just got out of a very... abusive relationship. And I was in a very, you know, I was in a very tight spot and I didn't know what to do. And I needed fast money. And one of my girlfriends said, hey, you know, I saw that, you know, you're kind of going through stuff. You're looking for a job. Would you be interested in working at a bikini bar? And bikini bars are very, very popular, especially in California.
Is that like a Hooters type place?
I actually used to work for Hooters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It less closed than Hooters, but close. And so I went there and I started working at a bikini bar. And then some of the girls said, hey, do you want to come work at a strip club? And I said, I could barely work at a bikini bar. I think I'm very nervous. And then, you know, one night I went to work and on my first shift, I made about $1,200 in 4 hours. And I
this
was
in
like,
the strip
oh my
bar?
God. This is there. And I said, oh, you know, I should go to a strip club. I can make so much more money. And then, you know, the nights just started turning and I was just making more money. And I just kind of found myself slowly starting to get financially stable after, you know, having a child and getting out of a bad situation. So
yeah,
kind of like a safe haven in a way.
And what was it? Can I ask you what that feeling was like? Because the first time you're taking your clothes off for complete strangers, for their entertainment, not for yours, obviously, if you're doing it for financial gain. So what was that moment like? Was that a bit humiliating or was it okay? Are you a confident type of person that it just didn't bother you, water off a duck's back, or how did that affect you?
So first of all, I'm a very open person. I feel like You know, I feel like sex shouldn't be a foreign thing. I don't feel like it should be a taboo thing, personally, in my opinion. You know, everyone is human. We all have seen every type of, you know, individual, I'm sure we've seen, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm very comfortable with that, but I never worked at an all nude club. So we do have topless clubs. Some clubs are bottomless, some are all nude. I only ever did topless until last year, actually. So that was fine. I was totally comfortable with that. And it was nice. I think once I saw so many other women doing it, I was like, okay, this is fine. There's a lot of security. So I just felt more safe.
Yeah. Okay. So you moved to Ireland. What was the reason, by the way, for the move to Ireland, or was there a reason in particular?
You know, I wanted overall, I've actually been dating an Irishman for the last 3 years here.
Okay.
And so he's been definitely along for the journey, which is nice.
Yeah.
But
did you meet him in San Francisco, by the way? Yeah.
I actually met him here on holiday 3 years ago.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So we just made a final decision probably the end of last year and said, you know, what do we do? Would you like to move to California? Should I move here? I already have family ties here, so it made it a little bit easier for me to move. And I just wanted a better quality of life for my children than what we were getting over there.
And I'm just curious now, do you get a better quality of life in Dublin than you were getting in San Francisco?
Yes, 100%. My children are so much more happier here than they were back home. And they are flourishing so good in school here.
They don't get an awful lot of sunshine here.
No, we definitely don't. I was trying to bring it over with me, but it hasn't worked out yet.
No, okay. So where did OnlyFans start? Did it start when you got here, or had you started it already before you got here?
So I started right whenever it started peaking, which was about 2020, the beginning, right whenever the pandemic hit.
Yeah, just before the COVID. Yeah.
Yep. So I saw that and I said, you know, I already have a handful of followers. I think I only had maybe 5,000 or 6,000 followers on Instagram. And I said, you know, I'll just try it. Because I would always advertise, you know, if I was stripping at clubs and stuff. And I said, I'm just going to try OF and see. I'll just take it digital. And probably I want to say 2020 and 2021 were like the best year to be on it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it started blowing up. And then it's very oversaturated, I feel, at this point. So it's like you either need to have a very strong following or, you have to pump yourself out there. To get some good traction.
And there is money to be made on it. There is no doubt. If you have the right amount of followers, if you're good on social media, if you promote it and if you work hard, because it is hard work, contrary to what people think. It's not just the taking your clothes off part. You know, and I know that from doing my own podcast during the day. I don't do it naked, by the way, can I point out? I know. The podcast, which is only an hour and a half long, it's a live podcast we do every day, it's an hour and a half. That's not the hard part. The hard part is coming up with the ideas, getting the people ready for it. When we're finished the podcast, uploading it, you know, cutting the little trailers off, you know, making the artwork for it. That's the hard part. Okay, so that's the work. And I'm assuming it's the same for OnlyFans.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, don't get me wrong. There's definitely a time where I love doing everything every single day. But once you do it for so long, if you're not taking time for yourself to have the recharge, you're going to get totally burnt out. And I went through a burnout phase for a good 4 or 5 months where I said, I'm not making any content. I'm going to stop. I need a break. Mm-hmm. And it becomes exhausting.
And, okay, I don't know if I'm allowed to ask your financial situation. When you said that, you know, the peak years for you were 21, 22 during COVID-19, obviously, because people were at home bored out of their heads. And men were at home bored out of their heads, and the devil will make work for idle hands. So, at the peak, what kind of money were you kind of turning per month?
Oof. Let's see. Probably, I want to say about, you want to know monthly?
Yeah.
Monthly, I want to say before tax, around 25 to 30 a month.
Thousand.
Yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it? So I'm hoping, by the way, that you're a clever woman and you saved all of this. By the way, I'm hoping you put it on aside. Or you did something good with it.
Okay. I bought a house here, so I saved it somewhere.
Okay, well, that's good. That's an investment. That's okay. Once you've invested it well, you didn't just burn it all up again. And
I know.
And okay, so what do you charge? So you charge, I assume, I don't know, what do you charge? A fiver a month or what is it a month?
Oh, okay, wait. I'm going to ask you first. How much does the average person that you've spoken with charge? I'm very curious.
I think most of them, Jane, I mean, we've spoken to one or two before from OnlyFans. What is the average? Between 5 and 10, isn't it? somewhere between 5 and 10, I think, a month, isn't it? And then if you want extra stuff, like, in other words, if it's something that somebody personally wants you to do, well, then you charge them 30 quid or whatever it happens to be, or, you know. So I don't know. I'm assuming it's a 5 for the subscription or maybe 10 for the subscription. And then and then extra money if they want something personal. So what is the charge? What are you charging?
So my current subscription, the highest I've ever gone is 25.
Wow,
and
okay.
I've played around with it before. Right now, my current subscription price is 20 a month. But I do have a lot of content because I have been on there for so long. So I'm going to be upping it to 30 in January.
Okay, well, the more content you have, the more you can charge, obviously. The more back content you have. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then my like special requests or personalized videos, for like a 3-minute video, I charge $150. Or I'll do a deal for, you know, 5 minutes for $250.
Okay, that's all right. If anybody's listening, by the way, and they want a personal message from Niall Boylan, if you want to send me 150 quid or 250 quid, I'll happily do these personal messages for you. Well, actually, they do, don't they? Celebrities do it on Cameo, that thing called Cameo, which is pretty crappy.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit odd, that Cameo thing. You know, hello, happy birthday to Johnny. But give me your 50 quid. Anyway, yeah, so if anyone wants a personal message, I won't do it naked, but I will do it for 150 or 200. But, okay, so I suppose when you went into OnlyFans, you went from going topless in a bar, a bikini bar first, then topless as a stripper, so to speak, and then you're going into going completely naked. And I'm assuming there's some kind of sexual aspect to that as well.
Yeah, that one of the strip club owners that I worked for down in Los Angeles, at this point, he actually had an all-nude club called After Hours, which basically stays open until 9 a.m. in the morning. So a lot of people will go out to the strip club. Strip club closes at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you go from, 2 to 9 a.m. And
yeah,
so we would go and do that. You know, say that one night we didn't make a lot of money, so then we're going to go to the after hours, see how that is. I worked twice there, and I was like, I will never do this again. That is not worth the money. If I was making like 5 or 6 grand, you know, in it like 2 or 3 hours, okay, I could see that, but it was not worth it.
Yeah, it's got to be worth the money, isn't it? Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and you know, when it comes down to it, they take actually 60% at the place that I was at, anyways, and that's a lot.
Okay, but I mean, I'm assuming OnlyFans take money off you as well. They're making commission on you too.
Yeah, they take. I believe they take 20%, and then back home you would have to take 20% aside from that out, so you lose 40% ultimately.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you have to pay your taxes and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so what do you do? Do you do sexual acts on OnlyFans apart from just taking your clothes off?
Yeah, I do everything on there.
Okay.
It's full content of everything you could imagine.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the little slight difference with you and some of the other girls I might have spoken to. You've got children, so you're a parent.
Yeah.
And does that worry you that, although your kids might be quite young now, I don't know what age they are. You don't have to tell me what age they are, but they're young, let's just say. And they're quite young now. You know, does it worry you that in the future, you know, when, do you have a son, by the way, or a daughter? What is a son, daughter?
Yeah, I have 2 girls and 1 boy. So I got 3. My hands are
full. Okay. So your son goes to school and he's in secondary school and he's 13 and a kid in the class comes up and goes, oh, look at this picture of your man, the nude. Does that kind of, does that worry you a little bit, or are you conscious of that?
Yeah, I'm definitely conscious of that, and that has, you know, crossed my mind before, because my parents actually know, my entire family knows what I do and what I've been doing the last few years, which they're supportive of it, and I'm grateful for that. And they're a good emotional support team for me whenever I need, you know, to vent or talk about stuff. So that has crossed my mind before, you know, how will this look, or but, you know, they said, and I've said to myself, you know, as long as I keep some stuff restricted or, you know, limited access between exposing my child online and myself, like there shouldn't be ever a connection with that, I don't feel. And, you know, if that does happen.
But it has happened. I spoke to a girl from Limerick who does OnlyFans.
Oh, really?
And it happened to her. Now, I know Limerick is a smaller town. I understand that.
Yeah.
But not that much smaller, mind you. It's a big city. But it has happened to her that, you know, somebody recognized her and all of a sudden, you know, everybody kind of knew who she was. Now, she doesn't care. She's okay with it. Mm-hmm. She's dealing with it. But, I mean, it does happen, you know. And all it needs is one person to realize who it is. And all of a sudden, you know, somebody sends a note into the headmistress and said, is this appropriate? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to worry you, but
as
a parent, because of the way the world perceives, you know, stripping or sex work, if that's what you want to, I suppose it's part of the sex work industry, isn't it? Because of the way the world perceives it and the stigma attached to it, it can cause complications, can't it?
Oh, no, definitely. I completely agree. And, you know, that's something, if I ever cross that road or if that ever, you know, happens to me or my children, then, you know, I feel like I'm such an open person that I would be comfortable enough sitting my children down and explaining to them why I chose this or why I'm doing this. And, you know, hopefully I can, if that's something that they want to do down the road, if, you know, may not be exactly what I want them to do, but if they at least have that openness with me, you know, I think I would feel a lot better about that. And honestly, you know, I think if they were to go until they're, you know, 16 or 17 and, you know, they don't know, that's something I would definitely share with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, anyways, my oldest daughter, she kind of knows roughly. I go and I do photo shoots and I do modeling because I'm also contracted with Playboy. So I do, you know, photo shoots for them and stuff. So she'll see me get up or she'll see my big stripper shoes or my bag full of lingerie. And she's like, oh, are you going to go take a bunch of pictures? And I said, yeah, I'm going to go do a photo shoot. So she's like, okay, my mom's got to take pictures for work. Like, she knows
that.
And
has she ever seen any of your pictures?
No, never.
Okay, that would be quite shocking.
No.
No, I don't mean naked ones. I don't even mean naked ones. Just like, I just mean like in bikinis and stuff like that. And
None of that.
Okay. Well, look, it's been wonderful talking to you, and I really appreciate you coming on today. And by the way, if people want to subscribe to you or they want to follow you on Instagram or whatever it is, you know, where's the best place to get, well, OnlyFans, obviously. But I mean, I'm assuming you're on Instagram and other places as well, TikTok and stuff like that as well. What name would they look up?
Yeah, my username is Life of Chai. It's C-H-Y-Y. And yeah, I'm on there and I'll follow anyone back and just shoot me a message and I'll give you a free month subscription if you drop this radio.
Oh yeah, just mention the name Niall Boylan or Classic Hits to get a free month subscription. I've always wanted to be associated with OnlyFans. So so it's Life of Chai, which is Life of C-H-Y-Y. If you go to TikTok, Instagram, or indeed OnlyFans itself, if you happen to have the app, I assume you can pick it up there as well. And China, it's been lovely talking to you. I hope you get loads of new subscribers.
Thanks. I'll give you some profits.
I'm on my cut. And by the way, just to reiterate again, if anybody wants me not to strip naked, because I can tell you now, if I went on OnlyFans, they'd be paying me to put my clothes back on again. If anybody wants me to do a little voice message saying happy birthday for 250 quid like Chai, I'll happily do it. China, listen, thank you very much indeed. And I appreciate you coming on and talking to us.
Thank you. Take care. Talk to you later.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.